I've got a good show for you today, guys. You're going to love it. Hey guys, welcome to Dropout Radio. This is New Ones at Noon, or New Music Mondays if you're listening on the podcast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. Don't forget, Dropout Radio is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at dropoutentertainment.ca, and we're streaming 100% Canadian independent music, you know, all the time, mostly. Sometimes things go on fire. Okay, nothing's gone on fire. Nothing's gone on fire yet. Knock on wood. Bleaker started their career as four young friends from Orillia, Ontario. Two sets of brothers, in fact. Taylor and Cole Perkins and Dan and Dustin Steinke. The four teens at the time met at a record show. This story is just ridiculous, by the way. It's just one of those early band stories that you hear, and it just sounds so, like, it's heartwarming. Some heartwarming stuff. Once upon a time, a long time ago, all the way back in 2003, in a little place called Orillia, Ontario, they met at a record shop and ended up rocking out playing Hendrix and Joe Walsh covers in their basement after school and stuff like that. The band was originally called Bleaker and Ridge. Two of the brothers lived on Bleaker Street and the two others lived on Ridge Street. You know, cute story. It's how you name your high school band. The band dropped the word Ridge from the name in 2016. After Dan moved out to LA, he was offered a gig in 6 a.m. formed by the Motley Crue bass guitarist Nikki Sixx, so it's not really something that you go ahead turning down. Dustin, his brother, left the band shortly after that, so Bleaker Ridge was just now Bleaker. The two brothers, now Bleaker, picked up Mike Van Dyke and Chris DeMoss. It was around this time that Bleaker sound really sort of grew into itself, in my opinion at least. It was also around this time in 2017 that Bleaker was nominated for the Juno for Breakout Artist of the Year. The group was also nominated for a Canadian Radio Music Award, and some shameless self-promotion, Bleaker also won the award for the Best Independent Canadian Music Video at last year's Canadian Independent Music Video Awards. You can check out more about that at independentmusicvideoawards.com. So suffice it to say, the band must be doing something right. Bleaker has been releasing consistently great music ever since. The band's latest single is a throwback to a simpler time, and it's why it caught my attention this week. This is No Rain by Bleaker. That was a cover of Blind Melon's No Rain, circa 1992, by the Canadian band Bleaker, circa 2020. How can you not love that? That was great. It is hard to do a good cover. You have to know how much of the song to change and how much to change, how much to make your own, and how much to at least leave the same and let it be recognizable as a song. And I think these guys did an awesome job. So congrats, guys. That's a sick rendition of some Blind Melon. So if you're anything like me, you're probably staying in a lot, because of the world being on fire and whatnot. Being in a big crowd listening to an awesome band is one of those things that I genuinely do miss. I'm an antisocial person, but I love gatherings. So maybe a new live track is just what the doctor ordered. A few bands have been doing this lately. Japan Droids just came out with Live at Massey Fucking Hall, which is a great album. I highly recommend checking that out. In the meantime, the Glorious Sons, the Canadian rock band from Kingston, Ontario, have just dropped a recording of a live version of their song Pink Motel that was recorded at Richardson Stadium in Kingston, Ontario. Glorious Sons are a killer band. This song is very much worth a listen, and I'm very happy they released the track. Again, it got lost a little bit on the album, and it's a really great track. It deserves a little bit more attention for sure. This is Pink Motel by Glorious Sons, live from Richardson Stadium in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Thank you, Kingston. Money's just paper, baby. All those bills are just the same. In the end, the only reason for the silence is to keep dry from the rain. When all your problems are self-made, what you got to worry about? Dry your eyes, we've been spoiled rotten. It ain't hard to figure out. I got a key to a pink motel. Let's get away from the speed. Let's get away from the sound. Baby, we can leave. We can leave right now. I got a key to a pink motel. You're measuring us up against everything and everyone around. There's a voice telling you to be perfect, and it's bringing us down. Let yourself loose in my arms. You can trust my steady hand. Trust me, if we put love first, on nothing can be broken. Yeah, I got a key to a pink motel. Let's get away from the speed. Let's get away from the sound. Baby, we can leave right now. I got a key to a pink motel. Anything at all. I got a key to a pink motel.
Gotta love the sound of that crowd. I'm lucky enough, I guess, at least once a week, I'm excited to find a new artist that I haven't heard before, but I immediately get a little bit obsessed with and I immediately start to like. And of course, a lot of that comes from producing this show, but it's still really great to find somebody cool to listen to that you haven't heard before. So, on that note, this week I came across Luna Lee. Luna Lee is an art rock artist from Toronto, Canada. Luna Lee's a stage name, by the way. Luna Lee describes herself as your local moon fairy. This paints a pretty solid picture of what Luna Lee's music is all about, what it sounds like, what we're gonna be listening to. She is just here as a moon fairy, trying to make us happy. So thank you, Luna Lee. This is Afterglow. That was Afterglow by Luna Lee, and that was from Asia Rising Forever, which is her new EP out from the live stream performance, Asia Rising Forever, by the music promotion company's 88 Rising. It was a North American virtual music festival for the Asian community to promote Asian music and overall togetherness. Luna Lee performed alongside 23 other artists on a live stream event, and you can check that out at 88 Rising's Twitter and YouTube account. There is another track to this single, EP, whatever you want to call it. Check it out, Luna Lee Asia Rising Forever. It's available on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, all that fun stuff. Also, check out Afterglow on Bandcamp. When you buy music on Bandcamp, there's a way bigger slice of that pie that makes its way over to the artist. Also, remember that Bandcamp doesn't give me money. But seriously, Bandcamp is a dope place to get your music. And no, they still don't sponsor the show in any way. Independent artists do need all the help they can get, so do consider checking out Bandcamp. And don't forget to check out Drop It Entertainment too. Also, don't forget, Drop It Entertainment is accepting nominations for the Best Independent Canadian Music Video of 2020, because something good should happen to somebody this year. And you can check out more information on that at independentmusicvideoawards.com. Drop It Entertainment is licensed to play through SoCan, so thanks SoCan for all of your musiciness. You also follow Drop It Entertainment on social media at Drop It Entertainment. And yeah, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, as always, to New Music at Noon, New Music Mondays. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. I hope you are all out there staying strong, staying safe, supporting each other, and I can't wait to connect with you all again next week. Back to more Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.